Hey, I'm Darren Parmenter from CSU Extension in La Plata County.
And I'm Tom Bartels from GrowFoodWell.com.
Welcome to our second episode. We actually made
two episodes
of The Garden Guys, where we try to help solve some of the mysteries of gardening in Southwest.
And last week we did some stuff on tomatoes and we got a fair amount of feedback on that. So we're going to continue because now's the time in the season where the frost is coming.
And winter's coming.
Yeah, and those tomatoes are so delicate, they're just shivering. And the question is always out there, what do you do to keep those tomatoes that haven't ripened yet from freezing? And what do you do with these green tomatoes?
If they have some color on the bottom end, I think they can probably be saved, ripened, and then eaten at some point in the near future. But if they're green, to me, those are the sacrificial lambs.
Now, I've made a fair amount of chutney, and I know those green tomatoes can go someplace. But what I've also tried that works is getting some of the red tomatoes that have a little bit of color on them and mixing them with all those green tomatoes under a tarp on a shelf in my garage that doesn't freeze. And what it does is the red tomatoes release the ethylene gas, and that helps ripen the green ones. And you want to talk about ethylene a little bit?
I do, but I want to come back to your point. This is the reason why tomatoes are the diva of the garden. There's nothing else. Would you do this for lettuce? But I'm going to do it for tomatoes and peppers. No problem. Ethylene gas is one of the hormones that plants produce. This one is the ripening hormone. Tomatoes produce ethylene. Apples produce a ton of ethylene. So we have these certain crops that release the gas, much like my dog. And they release this gas, and it ripens the fruit. This is what turns the tomato from green to red magically.
Another way I try to preserve tomatoes is if it's too late in the season and I really don't want to deal with individually picking all these tomatoes. I have too many plants out. Or maybe you're caught with your pants down and it's freezing tonight. Oh my God.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, never.
Ever.
Never. No,
my pants are always tightened with a belt.
So one thing you can do is pull the entire plant up by the roots and hang it from a rope at 6 or 7 feet, depends on how tall your plant is, in a garage, a basement, a non-freezing space, and they will ripen over time. And it's important to have that plant upside down. But that way you can come in over the next month or so and just pick the ripe ones. So that's a pretty easy, lazy way to do it.
That's a fantastic way to do it. If you don't have that space and you just maybe have a corner of a room somewhere, another technique is to kind of what Tom had mentioned. What you want to do is you want to trap this ethylene gas. So I'm going to take a box, any box, and I'm going to put 10 tomatoes that got a little bit of color. Maybe they're green. I don't think so. And I'll put some sacrificial lamb, going back to this whole process of trying to create this ethylene to ripen the tomatoes. So that may be I put one of the mini apples that are falling on the ground. I get a tomato that's really ripe and I put it in the same layer, cover it with newspapers, maybe do that 2 or 3 layers high, stick that box in the corner and forget about it. This tomato will hopefully, you just check every couple weeks. Oh, there's some ripened tomatoes. I'm going to pull those out. I'll leave them on my kitchen counter. I am not putting the tomatoes in the refrigerator.
That's key.
I'm putting them on my counter and I'm going to see it every day. And it's going to look at me with these sad eyes. And I'm going to go ahead and eat it before it gets too soft and too ripe.
Okay, so to recap on frost coming to attack your tomatoes, you want to take the whole plant up, hang it upside down, cover all those tomatoes to share the gas in a tarp situation or in a box, or just take those green tomatoes and make chutney.
If you've got a burning or freezing question on gardening, send us an email at gardenguys@ksut.org and we'll see if we can figure it out for you.